Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2328, How to Overcome a Fitness Plateau, and Why You Shouldn't Be Afraid to Build Muscle, both by Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. This podcast covers fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, usually I read you just one article each, but sometimes the articles are a bit on the shorter side. And, you know, I want to make sure you get the amount of content you expect. So when the articles are a bit on the shorter side, I will actually read two of them. And that's the case today. So let's get right to today's two posts and start optimizing your life. How to Overcome a Fitness Plateau by Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com. Are you stuck? Have you been working out hard and seeing results, but all of a sudden, you can't seem to get the scale to budge? You may have reached a fitness plateau. After many, many years of teaching fitness classes and personal training, I've had numerous people come to me with this problem. They'll say, "But I'm doing everything right. I'm eating healthy and working out. It worked before. Why isn't it working now?" How to overcome a fitness plateau. Well, there are a number of reasons why you hit plateaus, and there are also a number of things you can do to break through them. The key to overcoming them, and number one on my list of ways to break through a fitness plateau, is getting real with yourself. It's time to take a closer look at what you're really doing. Discover the reasons why you've hit a fitness plateau and figure out a way to overcome it. Number one, get real. You may think you're eating healthy, but if you take a closer look and start keeping track of everything you put in your mouth, you might find that you're not eating as healthy as you think. 80% of your results are based on your nutrition, and only 20% is based on the exercise you do. If you want to see changes, pay close attention to what you're eating, write it down, and aim to eat clean at least 80% of the time. Number two, know your numbers. You can't make progress if you don't have an accurate understanding of how many calories you burn each day and how many you can afford to take in. Everyone's metabolism and daily calorie burn is different based on a variety of factors such as your age, height, and the amount of muscle you have. While there are many websites that will help you calculate your metabolic rate and the amount of calories you should be consuming, the most accurate way to find out and keep track is with a calorie monitoring device. Number three, track your calories. If you eat it, write it down. Every last bite. Yes, even that handful of pretzels or the last few bites of your kid's meal you finished off. Everything counts. Often, when people hit fitness plateaus, it's because they think they're eating healthy, but are actually overlooking calories. In my opinion, the best place to keep track is on your phone because it's with you all the time. There are also many smartphone apps available that can help you do this. Number four, build muscle. The more muscle you have, the more calories you burn when you exercise and at rest. On a side note, there is a myth out there that muscle bulks up those that were identified as female at birth, and it's not true. They simply don't have the hormones to bulk up. They just get leaner and become calorie-burning machines instead. So, cardio junkies, beware. Yes, you might burn more calories during your workout when you do cardio than when you do a strength training workout, depending on the intensity, of course. However, consistent strength training will enable your body to burn more calories all day, every day. People hit fitness plateaus when they don't incorporate enough strength training. Add this in, and you'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Number 5, change it up. Our bodies have an incredible ability to adapt to whatever we do. If you continuously do the same workout, your body will adapt, and the workout will no longer have the same effect. By changing up your workouts, you can change your body. Cross-train and try different workouts. Kick your workout up a notch by adding something new like high-intensity intervals or weighted gloves. And 6, avoid creating too much of a deficit. When people hit fitness plateaus, they often keep cutting calories and get frustrated when they still don't make progress. One thing many people aren't aware of is that you can actually damage your progress by creating too much of a deficit between your calorie intake and calorie burn. When your body isn't getting enough calories, your metabolism can slow down. If you've tried everything else and still aren't making progress, consider adding a few more healthy calories back into your diet. Why You Shouldn't Be Afraid to Build Muscle by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. I think it's fair to say that everyone wants to reduce fat and build lean muscle, but with so much advice and guidance out there, many have no clue where to start. In this post, I'll help you by providing productive ways to burn fat and build muscle with your daily workout. Burn fat. This doesn't mean work out longer. I mean, find a workout that's more efficient. We've been taught that cardio will help you burn calories, but there's a better way to burn even more. Things like high-intensity interval training and heavy lifting will help you burn more calories not only while you're working out, but for upwards of 24 hours after your workout. The most successful fat-burning workout is a little bit of everything, like high-intensity interval training. With this, we can combine cardio and lifting to build muscle. Doing these exercises helps your body have a longer burn, which may help burn more fat. Many high-intensity workouts are also high-impact, so make sure you add some low-impact movements or exercises as well to avoid injury. Lift heavy. Many people, especially those born female, are afraid of lifting heavy or even trying weightlifting at all. The fear is that they don't want to get too big. With images of bodybuilders in their heads, it's no wonder no one wants to lift a free weight or try to bench press. The reality is that lifting heavy won't make you bulk up. Testosterone is the hormone that builds muscle, and those born male have more of it. If you aren't supplementing with artificial hormones, chances are you won't bulk up or get big just by lifting. Lifting heavy will reduce your body fat and make other workouts easier. In order to lift heavy, you want to aim for a weight that allows you to do 8 to 15 repetitions before you can't lift anymore and you reach failure. Building muscle is a gradual process, so you can lift heavy, and then reach a plateau. By lifting, you'll be able to reduce your body fat and have higher calorie burns to help maintain your figure. Nutrition. The saying, abs are made in the kitchen, is true for a reason. Nutrition is a key component to building muscle and maintaining the body you want. Take the abdomen, for example. People think that they can do a million crunches and they'll have a six-pack. The reality is that a six-pack comes in many parts: strength training, cardio, core training, and nutrition. You not only have to build your ab muscles up, but also reduce the fat in front of those muscles. And since you can't spot reduce fat, the best way to get rid of it is with nutrition. A diet with reduced intake of processed foods is a great place to start. By eating things like lean protein and lots of vegetables, you'll be well on your way to building muscle and reducing your overall body fat. You just listened to the posts titled, How to Overcome a Fitness Plateau, and Why You Shouldn't Be Afraid to Build Muscle, both by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. One of the themes in both Chalene's posts was the importance of nutrition. Chalene even said that 80% of our fitness results may be based on our nutrition. Now let's think about how long it would take for an average person to burn 150 calories. If we use a standardized physical activity table, we'd see that it would take 30 to 45 minutes of brisk walking, of walking at about 3.5 miles per hour, for most adults to burn those 150 calories. But if we were to try and reduce our calorie intake by 150 calories, it would mean, say, not having one can of regular soda. Skipping that can of soda and having something like sparkling water instead takes a lot less time and energy than walking 3.5 miles per hour for 30 to 45 minutes. And yes, tracking our lifestyle, meaning our food and drink intakes and how often we move, are great ways to help us get closer to our goals. And that's not just my opinion. That's based on lots of research. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.